The mind was Avram.
They didn't need anyway.
They didn't need
plants. Right. And he gave them that first anyway. But it took time to cook the tongues.
To permission.
Roshet Chayin Sarah, the Torah tells us when Avram Avinu was 140 years old, he's sending Eliezer to look for Shidduch for Yitzchak. When the Torah describes the mission, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu calls up the slave. Of course, we do know his name is Eliezer. But the whole parasha, his name is omitted. The Torah will call him the slave. The slave went and the slave came and the slave speaks. Everything in the slave. And of course, the first question is, the Torah describes him right away. And Avdo, Zikan Bito, it looks like Avraham Avinu. Moshel b'chol ha'shalo. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu trusts him very much. That's the information. This is Parasha. In Parasha Lech Lecha we read that Eliezer was the Rosh Yeshiva. The Mesek Eliezer, the Gemara says, the Leu Mashke throws from his master the Divrei Torah and pours it. Water it on the people. The guy is a major guy. Not only that, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu drafted him to go and try to save Lot. The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was punished for that because this guy Eliezer is a major Talmid Chacham. Still, here the Torah calls him the slave. What a slave? The Torah doesn't say it. The man is a Rosh Yeshiva. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara in three places and puts him down very much. Let's see Parasha. The Torah says, when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, he took along with him Ishmael, Yimach Shemo, and Eliezer. And after 3 days, Avraham Avinu asked Yitzchak Avinu, do you see something? Yitzchak said, yeah, I do see. He saw, I see a cloud. It's a blue cloud. He asked Eliezer, do you see? He said, no, I don't see it. Torah says, Avraham Avinu, the Gemara explains the sentence in the Torah. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, you're like a donkey. You don't see the cloud, you're a donkey. I'm a donkey. I thought I'm a Rosh Yeshiva. Since when I became a donkey? Since when Rosh Yeshiva is a donkey? Nothing. Avraham Avinu left Eliezer behind, next to the donkey, and said, you cannot come along with me. You didn't see the cloud. As well. This is Parashah where the scenery starts. At Avraham Avinu called up Eliezer, the Eved. He said, I wanted to go and find Shidduch for Yitzchak. The Gemara said, Eliezer said to Avraham Avinu, listen, with all the respect, I got a beautiful daughter, very big tzaddiket. How about your son Yitzchak should marry my daughter? And the Gemara says to him, listen, I want to tell you something. You, with all the respect, you're a grandson of Ham. And your grandfather was Canaan. You're the son of Nimrod. And Noah cursed your grandfather. Noah said, Arur Canaan, Eved Avedim Yolecha. After the episode of this guy, Canaan, did something unbearable and unrespectful to Noah, Noah was drunk at the time. And Torah says that Noah got out of the drinking. Found out what this guy did to him, his grandson, Canaan, he cursed him. And says, Ahu Canaan, being cursed. You and your descendants will be cursed forever. Ever the Vadim Yulecha, you're going to be a slave forever. And you, Mr. Eliezer, Rabbam tells him, with all the respect, you're a grandson of this guy, Canaan. And Noah cursed this guy. But me, Abraham, I come from Shem. And Shem was blessed by Noah. says, Shem and Yefet went and covered Noach. And Noach found out that Shem did it, and he blessed him. So Abraham tells Eliezer, listen, you are cursed and I am blessed. You are cursed because your grandfather, Canaan, was cursed by Noach. And I was blessed by Noach because I am a grandson of Shem. Therefore, we cannot have intermarriage between us. You are cursed and I am blessed. Very strange thing to talk like this to Rosh Hashiva. Eliezer Rosh Hashiva. Eliezer the Gemara says, the way the Torah describes it, looks like Abraham Avinu. Torah says, I'm going to trust him very much. And he says, he has a daughter for your son. He said, listen, I don't think, you know, it's not going to mingle together. They're going to have Shalom Bay problem. I don't think so. You know, forget about it. To tell him in his face, look, you are cursed and I am blessed. A curse doesn't intermingle with blessed one. Bye. Very strange statement. It's the second time the Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us, that this guy Eliezer is not suitable for certain things. The third time, the Gemara tells us that eventually Eliezer will come back with Rivka. Avraham tells Yitzchak, listen, I don't trust the slave. I suspect he touched Rivka on the way. Rivka is 3 years old. You know, I don't know exactly how old Eliezer was at the time. But this is Rosh Hashiva. This is the one that looks like Avraham Avinu. And you send him on a mission. Did you send him on a mission? You must have trusted him. You don't send somebody on a mission you don't trust. So you trusted him. And he comes back, he tells Yitzchak, listen, I don't trust him. He might have touched Rivka. He says, yeah, the Gemara has a whole story about it. What happened? Yitzchak went and checked it. He said, the whole story about it. And I says, at the end, the Gemara says, after Eliezer came out of this episode clean, Abraham gave him a bracha, and he lived for a long time. Question, who was it? In the Gan Eden. Again, it's a contradiction. Mom, maybe described this man as Rosh Hashiva. He looks like Abraham, he's holy. Eh? On the other hand, Torah says he's like a donkey. And again, Torah doesn't say his name in this parasha. Even though Torah says before his name, Parashat Erlechad, Damascus Eliezer, he's from Damascus. He's a son of Nimrod. We know his name. His name is Eliezer. So there's nothing wrong with his name. I called him slave, the slave, the slave, the slave. What the slave? Say Eliezer. No more. No. Because Abraham tells him, listen, what I told you, what I want you to do is to go to my country and found over there shiduch for my son Yitzchak. And I want you to swear to me that you're not going to bring anybody else. And then Eliezer asked him, what happened if the lady doesn't want to come here? Would Yitzchak would go and move over there? So Abraham said, no, don't worry about it. Ribbon is going to send an angel and everything will be fixed. An angel. But has to angel now. My angel has to do anything. Hashem will send an angel. For what Hashem is going to send an angel? I thought he's going. Abraham said, no, an angel is going to. Hashem is going to send an angel. Okay. Come to us and says, well, Eliezer is going. Eliezer is going, he gets to the well, and he prays to Hashem, he says, Hashem, b'zchut Avraham, the privilege of Avraham, the merit of Avraham, please send the girl. And then Rivka came, and he said, please give me some water, and she said, I'm going to give water for you and for your camels. Goes over to her, gives her an earring on her nose, and two breastplates on her hand. He said, Ariat mikodesh l'itchak ben Avraham. Kiddushin, finish. The wedding was done. Kiddushin. The girl is very happy. Say again, anyway, she's only 3 years old, so you think, you know, it's a very cute thing. Okay. Then she goes home, she tells her mother, and Laban comes out, he says he sees him, he brings him to his house. They give him to eat. He says, I'm not going to eat before I have a speech to say. Okay. She says, Eved Avraham Anochi, I'm the same with Avraham Avinu. He said, really? Passport, please. No passport. License? License. It's a security card? No. A credit card? No. Well, I have a piece of paper in my pocket. Okay, man, is it notarized? No. I said, it says over there, Avraham signed a piece of paper that all the fortune he had will give to Yitzchak. Yeah, well, is it stamped over there from a bank? No. Anyway, let me tell you something. It says, I don't know who you are. Excuse me. What's your name? My name is, I'm a slave of Avraham Avinu. What's your name? Slave of Avraham Avinu. What's your name? You have any identification? No. Okay, let me hear what you have to say. Well, today I arrived. He says, look, I have a piece of paper that over there, it says on a piece of paper, a date, that today I left Israel. Something should have taken 17 days. I made it away a few hours. Really? Hmm. Interesting. And what's the proof of that? You have anything from the police? You speed on the highway? I said, no, here, a piece of paper. Avram wrote a piece of paper that all his fortune goes to his son, Yitzchak, his only son. Yeah, really? Can you compare signatures? You know the signature of Avraham Avinu? Nothing. No questions. Don't ask nothing. So what's your speech? So let me tell you something. Today I came over here after I left Hebron, and I came here and I said to Hashem, listen, Hashem, I need a girl. And show me the girl because my master's son is supposed to get married. By the way, how old is he? He's 40. Ah, okay. How old is the girl? 3. Yeah. Right. So the girl came outside and they asked her, can you give me some water? And she said, yeah, I'll give you on the cameras. Then I asked her, what's your name? And he said, my name is Rivka. She says, oh, you from Avram's family? Excellent idea. I gave her the earring on her nose and the 2 bracelets. And I said, Mekudeshet Litchak ben Avram. This guy should know is Betuel is the king of Aram. Lavan is her brother, the shrewdest person on earth. And the two sit down next to it and they listen to the story. And the Gemara says, they worship Avodah Zarah. They don't believe in Hashem at all, these people. And he tells them that story, and like they swallow the story, and they said, yeah, very nice, oh, very nice. The girl went over there, and you believe this guy that he don't know who he is, he's no identification, the whole thing is a lie. He wants to kidnap the girl. He even proves that the guy is the Yitzchak, what Yitzchak? He has a picture of Yitzchak. The girl doesn't know what's going on over there. And the Torah says, that Laban and Betuel said, Me'ashem yatzah davar, from God. You don't believe in God. And even if you believe in God, can you imagine somebody comes to you into your house and knocks on the door and says, I met your girl at the pizza shop and I gave her a ring and a 2 bracelets and she's mikudeshet to somebody, you know, in Hong Kong. And you have a picture of him? No. And what? You don't know anything. And the girl said, okay, I love it. And how old is the girl? 3 years old? Are you serious about it? I don't understand people, what people think when they read this parasha. The whole thing is a hoax. It's a joke. I'm talking about idiots. Betuel was the king of Aram. Somebody comes to your house and tells you, your daughter is engaged to somebody in Israel, you don't know who he is, you don't know how old he is, and you don't know this guy at all, and so the girl's name, Kodeshet, is finished now. Now she can't get married to anybody else. Finished. He has to give her a get. Who is he? Nobody knows. So the Torah says that he slept over there at night. In the morning, Betuel died. So Lavan and his mother got up in the morning and the Eliezer said, listen, I'm going to go home. I said, okay, you don't go home. I said, no, I'm taking the girl. So she said, take the girl. Hey, let the girl stay. It's the funeral of Betuel. It just died last night. It just arrived yesterday. Let her stay over here. And the text tells us. So Eliezer said, listen, okay, I'm in a rush. In a rush? Too bad. I said, you know what? Let Ezra girl. Can you imagine? Ask the three-year-old girl, they ask her, what does she want? What's her will? The Torah says, a cold girl, Rivka, and the brother, Lavan, and his mother ask Rivka, would you go with this guy? So the Gemara says, she answered, I am going even if you don't want me to go. Where do you get this chutzpah to? Israeli chutzpah. Talking like this. Then your mother, your father just died. It's a funeral soon. You tell your mother, even if you don't let me go, I go. Where are you going? You know where you're going? Did you ever go to Israel? You know what city? Where? To who? Torah says, Eliezer took her, put her on a camel, here we go to her back to Israel. Doesn't even look like a fiction. The whole thing is, I don't know what to say about it. It's not real thing. Don't call it the Shema or something. It's not, it's impossible. It's just impossible. Okay. Torah says on the way back, when they get to Eretz Israel, they say Yitzchak. They see Yitzchak. So Yitzchak looks and she sees Yitzchak. And she asks Eliezer, who is this guy? So Eliezer said, this is my master. So she faints. What to faint about? What to faint? 3 years old, what are you fainting? And then he brings her home. Torah says he brings her to the tent. He marries her and he loves her. That's the end of this episode of the story. He loves Rivka. Torah is not a story, it's not a newspaper. What the Torah tell you, he loves Rivka? He doesn't love it. He doesn't. And what does it mean exactly, the Torah, to tell you this? And what do you mean you love Rivka? What does it mean you love Rivka? You just know, she just came. He didn't have even one date. You love her? What do you mean you love her? How can you love somebody you don't even know? And anyway, she can be your great-granddaughter. She's 3 years old, you're 4 years old. What do you mean you love her? What does that mean exactly? What does the Torah say that? For what? Come on, Chachamim, and tell us the secret of our life. Let me tell us like this. Noah got drunk. This guy, Ham, his son's grandson, came and did something bad to him. And when he found out, when he got up, he cursed him. He said, you're going to be a slave. Not you, all you the sentence forever. Be slaves forever. Until Mr. Lincoln will come, or if it's in America, Lincoln Tunnel will come, then no more slavery. I said, why do you curse to be a slave? What a slave has to do with anything? They have to die. And now, thousands of years, slavery, millions of people, all Africa, all grandchildren of this guy, Knaan. And he says, what is it all about? Why did you say that? What's the sense of it? So the Gemara said, Chachamim said like this, Ari said like this. The goal in life that we have is what we say first, Shema Yisrael, the first sentence after Hashem, okay, you have to love God. Hashem wants you to love Him, whatever the reason is right now. And the same language, Rabbi Akiva says, Zekar Gadol B'Torah, Laftelacha Kamocha. And actually, Rashi says, Laftelacha Kamocha means, love your friend the same way you love yourself. It means both. It means Hashem. It's called our friend and also our friends. Rabbi Akiva said this is the most important thing after HaKamoha. Let's say like this. Let's say in Shamayim, there are two windows. As a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From those two windows, they have all kinds of wires to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the windows is called love, one is called fear. So of course you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who doesn't? No. It's a test to see if you really love Hashem. You can say I love Hashem. But there are tests. Likewise, tests with people. You say, listen, a person gets married, he says, I love your wife, I love my wife, I can't live without you. I'm going to give my life to you. So I know people got divorced 3 months after they got married. Where is all the love went? The wedding cost $700,000 and finished. And there's people after he with the wife 20 years they get divorced. Forget about all this fighting and not what. lawyers and everything. Didn't you say you love her? Your pictures of the wedding, look.
What happened?
What happened to the love? Means it was never a love. You call it a love, it was not a love. Love means it doesn't matter what the person does to you, you love him to death. Again, he did something bad to you, so you don't like the ex so much. But it's not you should disconnect your relationship with him. I'm not his friend anymore. We're not buddies anymore. You were never buddies. You never loved him. The whole thing is a shame. You felt, you know, some kind of relationship maybe, but the word love, love is forever. There's no such thing, love finished. I don't love God anymore. You never loved him. That, Hamim said, that this is the concept. So the Gemara says you should know one thing. The Gemara says a slave, the Gemara says, he does not love anybody. The Gemara comes with the halacha, especially halacha. What happened if the slave goes and does a damage to somebody? And of course, a slave doesn't own anything. The Gemara says, so the master should pay for it. Likewise, if somebody has a dog, and the dog goes someplace and it does something bad. So that's the halacha. The halacha is in the Gemara. Anything that you own does damage, you're the owner, you got to pay. So Gemara says, okay, let me ask you something. What about the slave? What is a slave different than a dog and a bull? A bull does damage, you got to pay. That's the halacha, that's the Gemara, Baba Kama. Gemara says, so what happened if your slave drove a car and there's a damage now? And the man comes and says, listen, this is your slave? Says, yeah. So shouldn't be worse than the dog? Or shouldn't be worse than a bull. You own him, right? So, he has no money, so you got to pay. You own him. You really own him. Gemara says, no, it's true. It should be like this. But you know, Gemara says, you know why not? Gemara says, because that slave has no love for nobody. In the minute, the Gemara says that he is a little upset. What he's going to do now, he's going to make an arson. He's going to burn buildings. He's going to burn fields, he's going to damage the whole world because he has some kind of disagreement with his master. So Chachamim revoked the obligation to pay because he's not envy these people. That's how bad they are. That really, you should pay for the damage that your slave did. Really. I says, you know what? Chachamim said, I cannot say that because that slave is in the shugana. He says, that slave in 1 minute can make his owner pay billions of dollars. Because if anything is in conflict with him and his master, he's going to make an arson. I says, who is such a nonsense? Says, that's what it is. Slave is out of love. He has no love, zero love. And the Gemara is a proof for that. Gemara says, you know, a slave, you have to do brit milah to him. And you put him in the mikveh. You can't have a slave in the house without brit milah. You like it, you don't like it. Because if you have it without brit milah, you may not participate in the sacrifice of Pesach. So every slave had to do brit milah. Okay? So the Gemara says, so what is status? Gemara says, it's called, it's part Jewish. Gemara says, so what is status? Gemara says, I tell you what his status is. He is obligated to do only mitzvot lo ta'aseh. He cannot drive on Shabbat. He cannot eat not kosher. How about sukkah? No, exemption. How about shofar? Exemption. Lulav? Exemption. Talit? Exemption. Tfilit? Exemption. Called mitzvot aseh. Now we have 248 mitzvot to do. And 365 not to do. So the Rabban Chumash explained like this. Look. The two windows in Shomayim that Hashem wants you to be connected to. There's one called love. One's called fear. It's called Hava V'Yirah. It says, in order to reach the window upstairs of love, you have to keep 248 mitzvot. When you keep 248, you get connected to love. When you restrain yourself, no, don't, 365 times, Hashem said, if you keep those 365, no, it means you connect yourself to the window, it's called fear, Yirah. And you say, La'aval yirat shmecha. He says, in Shacharit, Hashem loves us. And Hashem gave us the connection to those two windows. Ahava and Yirah. That is love and fear. Says the Gemara, what's the status of this slave? What's the tell you to about? This slave is not obligated to keep to number 248. He said, what's that number? That number is a connection to love. See, he is out of it. The Gemara says, he doesn't keep it. He only is responsible for 365. No, no. He cannot do bad things. But it's far to reach that window of love, even though he had brit milah, even though he was a mikveh. I said, listen, that's the problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that Noah cursed him. Should be a slave. You know why Noah cursed him? Because he did not love Noah. Because if you would have loved your grandfather, if you would love people, you would not have done to your grandfather what you did. By doing that bad thing to your grandfather, it's not the act. They chose who you are. He says, by the way, your father, Ham, also he doesn't love God. Because in the Teva, Ham did something against Hashem. Noach told the man has to be one side and lady one side. And he said, no, I'm reformed. He went to the lady's side. And then the Gemara says, he came out of the Teva. When Noach opened the doors, he came out, he was black. Noach's Ham became black. Noach looked at him and said, what happened to you? What happened? How did you become black? I said, I tell you. He disobeyed the command of Noah that you have to stay in the middle side. He moved to the other side. He says, you don't love Hashem. If you would love Hashem, you would have done it. So that's what you did. Okay, your son, Canaan, what he's going to do is going to show that he doesn't love your father. He doesn't like Noah. He's going to do bad things to Noah. So therefore, when Noah got up from his drinking, he said, hold it. He says, this guy, Knan, and all his descendants forever should be slaves, and you're not allowed to release them. Why? Because those people have no love for nobody. So they cannot mingle with them, and you cannot say, okay, he's a citizen. He's not a citizen. He is out. He can do arson. He is going to go crazy. He's going to loot. He's going to do all the bad things that you know. And what happened? The poverty, nothing. It's a curse from Noah. That curse goes on Eliezer also. With all respect, you're Rosh Yeshiva, I understand. You look like Avraham Avinu, okay, we'll see in a minute why he looks like Avraham Avinu. I said, listen, Avraham Avinu, trust you in as far as the business is concerned. You got the key from Avraham saved. Yeah, okay, fine. But one thing, let me explain to you something. When we came to the Akedah, I saw from far away something on the mountain, and I asked Yitzchak, do you see? Yitzchak said, yeah, I see a cloud. Obviously, there. That's it. Hashem is there. I asked Eliezer, I said, I guess I see nothing. Let me explain to you something. You know why don't you see? Because love comes from the eyes. You can't love unless your eyes. And by the way, the Gemara says, you know, a blind person also doesn't have to keep 248. Same halacha, like a slave. Because if you're blind, you cannot love. Love comes with the eyes. I says, this guy destroys his eyes, Knan, by he saw what happened to Noah and he told his brothers. I says, therefore, Mr. Eliezer, with all the respect, I know you're Rosh Yeshiva, and I know I respect you, but as far as having love, having this connection to the window, never. You're blind. I'm not blind. Yeah, how come you don't see the cloud? You don't see the cloud, it means you have no love. It's true. Stay away. Okay. And that's the Gemara says, when Abraham told Eliezer, listen, I'm looking for Shidduch, Eliezer said, I got a daughter. I want to say, listen, let me tell you something. You are cursed, I'm blessed. That's it. But the Gemara says, you know why? Because Abraham is like Shem. Shem, the Gemara says, when he went to cover Noach, he went backwards, he didn't want to look at Noach, that he was not dressed properly. So by the way, the Gemara says, Avraham is the same thing. Avraham never looked at his wife, never looked at any other ladies on the streets. He doesn't even know how his wife looks like, because the eyes is the power of love. That's what Eliezer tells him. He said, I'm sorry, your daughter doesn't fit with my son, Yitzchak, because you cursed. He said, well, maybe I'm cursed. Yeah, your grandfather cursed you. He says, why? Because you got no love. You got no love. By the way, that's exactly what's going to happen. When Eliezer is going to bring Rivka, Avraham is going to tell Yitzchak, I suspect this guy. What do you send him? Let me explain to you something. I did send him for the mission But I still suspect him. He said, what do you send him? Well, I don't know. I don't have a good answer. But I think, you know, he's a grandson of this guy, of Knan, great grandson of Ham. I said, they don't behave exactly with purity with the subject. Therefore, I suspect him. Go check. Therefore, the Torah tells him that Abraham calls up the slave. The slave, the whole parasha is Mr. Slave. No Eliezer, no nothing. Just to emphasize you, that this guy really is not an entity that would have love, and he has nothing to do with anything. Okay, so what's the story all about? So come to Chachamim and say like this, look. Gemara tells us, once Chachamim, after the second Medrash was destroyed, the Romans came with so many decrees every few weeks. Chachamim used to travel in the beginning to Rome to try to cancel decrees, bribe them and beg them. The Gemara Masechet Me'ilah tells a story that one time Chachamim went and on the go on the boat, like a shady demon came and told them, you're going to Rome? I said, yeah. I said, I tell you what it is. I like you very much. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to fly to Rome. And I'm going to go into the head of the Caesar's daughter. And she'll be crazy. By the time you arrive, you're going to come to the palace over there. And just ask, we want to see the Caesar. And they'll tell you, impossible. He's down, he's so depressed. His daughter, beautiful daughter, all of a sudden, she's crazy. And you're going to say, you know how to heal her. And you're going to come into the room, and I will vaporize out of this lady's head, this girl's head, and the decree will be canceled. And what said, what happened? They came to Rome, they came to the palace, and said, they want to see the Caesar. She said, can't see the Caesar, he's depressed. His daughter all of a sudden got crazy. And the Chachamim said, listen, we can go in, we can fix it. When it's hide, we know nothing. This shed is like an angel, flew out of the head, and the thing was done. I just say, that's what happened over here. It's not an Eliezer, it's nothing, it's the Eved. Eved means, as a no entity. He says, I am so called, I was cloned by Avraham Avinu. I'm nobody. That's what constantly he says, I'm a slave. So he comes to the well, Torah tells you, and he stands over there and he prays to Hashem. Hashem, give me, the girl come out. With all the respect, Mister, I know you're sure. No. Still, you are cursed. Still, I'm going to say you are a donkey. With all the respect, it's possible. It is possible. Hashem will listen to you. It's possible. But Avraham Avinu tells them, listen, an angel is going to go with you. That angel that goes with him, he does the job. It's not. He doesn't do nothing. He is just a slave. And he comes to the well, and the Gemara says, all of a sudden, Rivka comes. Gemara says, Rivka comes? This guy is the daughter of a king of Aram. Gemara says, since when a little girl, 3 years old, are going to the well to draw water, and she's the daughter of the king? Gemara says, we don't know why. All of a sudden she went, why? Her father's hand over there? Never. He's the king. How'd she go there? I says, this angel goes inside the head of somebody, tells him to do something. And the Gemara, the Navi tells us stories like this. Gemara says that Hashem sometimes talks upstairs to Neshamot, and he asks Neshamot, why don't you go downstairs and do something for me? And Neshama penetrates in somebody's head, and he makes a decision, and he doesn't know why he made the decision. It's not him, it's somebody else. It's a Neshama that comes from Shamayim. Navi says it happened to Achav and went to the war. He went to a war? Since when this guy goes to war? I says, no, he didn't want to go to war. And he says, a special wind went inside his head. He said, go to the war. And he got killed in the war because Hashem wanted him to be killed in the war. So this is the Torah tells you that this the angel does the whole thing. This is just a toy. And then when he comes to the house, he says, I'm the slave of Avraham Avinu. And he asks no questions. He says, ooh, yeah. How do we know that you're the slave of Avraham Avinu? How do we know? Nothing. Why? Because the angel went inside the head as well and convinced them that he is the one, and they said, Me'ashem yatzad avam. These people never believed in Hashem. They do Avodah Zarah. The house is full of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says. And they say this from God. I say, what's God? You believe this guy? But because he told you he prayed to God next to the well, you believe him? No. There's something in your head. Something in your head. And then they said, okay, take her. In the morning, same episode. And he said, I have to go. And they said, no, we have to ask the girl. So when he asked the girl, he said, okay, call the girl. But the girl is going to say, I'm going even if you don't want. He says, where did you get those words? 3 years old, your mother is a widow, your father is in the casket, has to be buried. And you don't know, you don't even know where you're going. You don't even know the guy, the whole thing can be a lie. What's the kid to be on the way? He said, okay, she's going. I said, even if she says she's going, who cares what 3 years old girl is saying? I said, well, what kind of business is this? She just got to the nursery. He says, because the angel, he does the whole thing as the angel inside. Time to talk to that. I want to explain to you something. On the way back, they see Yitzchak is coming. The Gemara says, where is he coming from? The Gemara said, Yitzchak at that time invented Mincha. The Gemara says, Avraham made up Shacharit, Yitzchak made Mincha. Because it happened to be that while Eliezer is coming now with Rivka, all of a sudden Yitzchak shows. So she said, who is this guy? I said, what do you want to know? The Gemara says, she looked at him, and he looked so different than anybody else, that she fainted. So why did you faint? What happened? I said, she did Mincha. She said, Chaim said, you know, the Rambam says, there's a few things that you can test yourself if you love God and love people. I said, what's the first test, you know? Rambam said, the first test is tefillah. You want to know if you love God, he's being tested by you, how much you love to pray to God. That's it. So Gemara says you have to run to Beit HaKnesset. Gemara says you have to come to Beit HaKnesset early as possible. The Gemara says stay after you daven as much as you can. Gemara says Chassidim Roshnim, they used to stay in Beit HaKnesset 9 hours a day. 3 for Shachrit, 3 for Mincha, 4 Arbit. Because that means you love God. If you just come to Beit HaKnesset and you run away, it means you don't love Him. Gemara says that tefillah of a person is being heard in Beit HaKnesset, not in your house, not even in the minyan, because this is the house of God. So it means you love God. If you love Him, you come. If you love somebody, you come. You come to Israel, you land. I said, where are you going from the airport? Where are you going from the airport? You go to Tel Aviv. It means you love Tel Aviv. You go to a hotel, it means you love Hashem. That's a test. The person can test himself. Says the Rambam in Halachot, you say the first Rambam has a book is called Love. The book of love, the first thing in the book of love is tefillah. So Rambam said, look, Yitzchak Avinu is coming right now back. Rambam says, where is he? He says, he came back and he made now concept of Mincha. Therefore, when she sees him, she sees something very outstanding, as she faints. And says, because now he reached so called the window of love. Of course, it's having all time. But praying and making a new prayer, making something, it also shows how much you love Hashem. And then comes the Torah and says, look, a bomb. Yitzchak brings Rivka at home, marries her, and loves her. Now he loves her. Why he loves her? Because you love God. Because you reach the window upstairs of loving God, it means you love. Now you know what it means, love. So now the Torah says, he loves Rivka. Not because Torah wants to tell you he loves Rivka. Who cares if he loves Rivka? The Torah wants to tell you that now, after he invented so-called Mincha, it means he prayed to Hashem. You pray to Hashem, it means you love Hashem. You love Hashem, you love your wife. The same exact story that the Gemara says by Yaakov Avinu. In 2 weeks, we're going to hear in the Parashat Vayetze, and say, Yaakov loves Rachel. Yaakov loves Rachel. Torah tells you, Yaakov loves Rachel. And who cares about it? What are you trying to tell me? It's a story, a love story. If the Torah tells you something, it's because the Torah wants us to know what it means. So the Gemara says, the same episode. And we have a makom. אז הבאתי יעקב מבאר שבע. יעקב left his father's house, the yeshiva over there. He's going to Haran. Mara says, he invented Arvit. He invented Arvit. Like Yitzchak invented Milcha, he invented Arvit. He says, what do you mean invented Arvit? What does it mean? It means the love that you have to God, to Hashem. You wanted to do something else for Hashem. Immediately after he did that, he went to Haran, he met Rachel. The Torah says, he loves Rachel. Because he really loves Rachel. It's not love, it's a convenient love, or time love, that now, and then the Shalom Bayit, the whole thing falls apart. No, it means you never loved your wife. You never loved Hashem. And a test is tefillah. So the Torah will tell you the whole thing. With the Rivka, this angel is doing the whole job. He says, so what's the punchline? The punchline is he loves her. But the punchline is not he loves her. The punchline is he did milcha. He did milcha means love Hashem. If you love Hashem, you love everybody. That's Torah she said. After Hakamocha, love everybody means first you love Hashem. Of course I love Hashem. No. Test yourself with tefillah is the first thing. If you know how much you love to pray to Hashem, and how hard it is for you to disconnect yourself to go out of Beit HaKnesset, I said it means you love Hashem. If you love Hashem, it means you love everybody. That's Rabbi Akiva says, Klal Gadol B'Torah. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says it's a sentence like this. Gemara says, many other things says it like this. מזמן שישראל עושים רצונו של מקום קרויים בנים. Gemara says, when you do the will of Hashem, you're the son of Hashem. If you don't do the will of Hashem, you are called a slave. But the Gemara doesn't say, if you do mitzvot, you call the son, and if you do sins, you call a slave. If you do sins, you call a rasha, wicked. So if you want to do the will of Hashem, that's what Hashem wants from you. The tefillah, the Gemara says, it's the Rabbanan. The Maroc and the Rishonim, but the Gemara says, tefillah is an optional. Hashem doesn't say in the Torah that you have to daven to him. It's not one of 613 mitzvot. Well, maybe, in a way, the Machlok and the Rishonim, but it's not so simple. A certain thing Hashem expects to see if we love Him. It's not halacha. We follow all halachot. But there's one thing over that. If you want to do the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem, it means, Chaim is like this. Chaim is like this. Listen, your father asks you for a tea. But you know your father always loved to have the tea with cake. Yeah. Or in England, biscuit. He didn't ask you that. He said, can I have tea? But in the back of your mind, you know that your father loves something else with the tea, you bring it to him because that's his will. Not because he asks you. Hashem asked us 613 mitzvot, but Hashem has a will also. He didn't tell us what his will is. So the will is a hava, is love. So the Chaim said, the Gemara said, look, if you do the will of Hashem, you're the son of Hashem. Because son loves his father, he'll do his will, not his command. A slave doesn't care about the will of his master. As the Gemara says, he's going to do an arson. He's going to burn things because he has some kind of disagreement with his master. If you would love your master, you wouldn't do arson. And that's what Torah wants us to know from that. It's not the shiduch. It's the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be like children and Moshe from Bamemah.
Amen. Rabbi will not be here next week.
Next week is no shiur. Yeah.